Hi there. The word for today is on the new year. In Matthew 19, verse 26, the Bible says, "With God, all things are possible." Author John Gordon offers us 16 New Year's resolutions that I think are worth thinking about. Here they are. Number one, stay positive. You can listen to the cynics and believe success is impossible, or believe that with God, all things are possible. Number two, when you wake up each day, complete this statement: my purpose is to dash, you fill in the blank. Number three, take a morning walk of gratitude. It creates a fertile mind for success. You can't be stressed and be thankful at the same time. And when you combine gratitude with physical exercise, you give yourself a double boost of positive energy and natural antidepressants. Number four, instead of being disappointed about where you are, think optimistically about where you're going. Number five, eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a college kid with a maxed out charge card. Number six, believe that everything happens for a reason and that good things come from challenging experiences. Number seven, don't waste energy on gossip, past issues, negative thoughts, and things you can't control. Instead, invest in the positive present moment. Number eight, mentor somebody and be mentored by somebody. Number nine, live with the three E's: energy, enthusiasm, and empathy. Number 10, remember there's no substitute for hard work. Number 11, Zoom focus. Ask yourself, what are the three most important things I need to do today? Number 12, implement the no complaining rule. Complaining is like throwing up. Afterwards, you feel better, but the people around you feel sick. 13, read more books than you did last year. 14, get more rest. You can't replace sleep with a double latte. 15, before bed, complete these statements: I am thankful for, and the other one, today I accomplished. And finally, 16, think of your mind like a garden. If you weed the negative and feed the positive for one day, it doesn't do much. But when you do it every day, you create a magnificent garden. And that's the word for you today.